Joining us now is Fawaz Jurgis. He heads the Mideast program at Sarah Lawrence College. He's currently a visiting professor at the American University in Cairo, and he joins us from Egypt. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Could you tell us, what is the reaction in Cairo today?
Well, people are not surprised by Saddam's execution, but people are surprised by the speed in which the American and Iraqi authorities executed the decision, particularly on the symbolic and spiritual day, that is, today is the Eid al-Adha, one of the two most important holidays in Islam. There's also a consensus here in Egypt and in the Arab world as a whole that it's the Americans, not the Iraqi government, which plotted and engineered his death. And regardless of what White House officials believe, the consensus in the part of the world that if it was not for the Americans, Saddam Hussein would not have been put to the gallows today.
So do you think that the political ramifications of this execution will be more anti-American feeling?
You know, late last night, I interviewed a leading Islamist here in Egypt. Surprisingly, he said he was delighted that Saddam was being executed. Why, I asked. He said the mosques have fallen. Sunni Muslims, which represent, almost 90% of all Muslims, will be emboldened to resist American aggression, he said to me, and pro-American Arab leaders will take note of the fellow dictators' fate. So in this particular sense, the leading political forces in this part of the world are trying to capitalize on the execution of Saddam Hussein to garner more public support in this part of the world.
To make a martyr of him.
The president said that Saddam's execution represents an important milestone for the new Iraq. I fear, based on everything I know, that Saddam's execution represents another bloody chapter in the war-ravaged country of Iraq. In fact, sadly, the new Iraq does not differ much from Saddam's old Iraq because I fear that tribal revenge, sectarian revenge, triumphs over the rule of law and toleration in Iraq today.
So you think that this execution in the end, or at least for a time, will hurt the possibility
I have no
of a
doubts in my
peaceful
mind.
Future?
I have no minds in my mind that in the short term, Saddam's execution will further pour more gasoline on a raging fire and also inflame sectarian tensions in Iraq. Remember, Saddam Hussein was no longer important as an individual, but he represents a symbol for a besieged Sunni community, a minority community in Iraq that feels targeted and executed. And his execution, the way he was executed, I think, will inflame the sectarian tensions, particularly between Sunnis and Shiites, not just in Iraq, but also in other places as well.
Fawaz Jurgis is the head of the Mideast program at Sarah Lawrence College. He's currently a visiting professor at the American University in Cairo. Thank you very much for taking this time to talk with us.
Thank you.